Hello, hello. Me just a second. And so, have you both gone into your email and located the invites for WooCommerce and Slack? Okay. For her back into the queue. And let me get it up on my screen here, y'all. Well, it's going to be from support at astrologyanswers.com, and it'll have the AA logo. Like the email address that it comes from has the AA logo like this on my screen. It should be here. Let me. Oh, who knows? Give me just a second. I'm going to pull up your screen. This was just kind of dropped in our lap, and then they were like, learn it, have fun. Yeah, he's just on roadside now, FinTech, after XPO. Oh, yeah. Awesome. Joanna, here, Joanna, I'm going to take your mouse real quick so I can just pop it this in the search bar. No, I'm letting you know. Support. There it is. There we go. So these links. And just go with whatever crazy password it gives you and save it because I couldn't come up with anything on my own that was good enough to satisfy that little system. And then I was also going to ask Joanna, do you know Sonia Caldwell? Yes. You got to understand, I rocked that baby to sleep before she was even 2 years old. Like she sucked on my t-shirt and fell asleep when she was in diapers, and now she's up. That's crazy. Awesome. But it hurt me a little bit. I'm like my little baby. I know. I'm like my little baby is up there singing about popping her stuff. I know. I know. I know, trust me, but it's just crazy. See him all grown up. You're ASK. Yeah. That cop, yeah. It down there. That's your username. And then click that link. Yeah. I mean yeah, see how it gives you a crazy one? I would just save it and like save it into your browser. That's what I used. It just thought everything I did was weak, so I was like, fine, just give me a stupid password. And then there you go. Because they only use one section of this whole website. Well, two sections in WooCommerce. But we're still going to be using the dashboard for just checking their purchases, notations, but we can't refund any digital products in the dashboard. We can only refund physical products in the dashboard. Yeah. So now what you'll do here is you see that side tab that says WooCommerce, or Jalen, are you there yet? You in WooCommerce? Let me make sure he's here so I can go take a look. Because there's two things we'll do in here. So when you get an ADOL call, ADOL, excuse me, Astrology Answers call, you're going to want to have your customer service dashboard up and WooCommerce up, because again, we can only, this is basically going to replace Sticky.io Limelight on the back end after the orders that were, you know, how they'll do three payments. Only if you can't find it here, because some customers signed up before they launched this for like a three payment transit period guide. So those payments will still be processing through Limelight. But any, oh, the other one we will still be actively using, because that's a, it's the only way that we can, yes. So we still have to handle credits there, Soul Space, if they accept that save, and we'll refund physical products like tarot cards in that system. No, that's the one, I mean, this one you've been using the whole time, this one on my screen right now. So we'll still use this, we'll still notate here, if it allows us. I don't know if any of y'all have run into those errors where it says, please add representative name, but I'm assuming this might have brought you to the homepage, maybe. I don't know where it brought you after you logged in, but if you go to the sidebar here, there's this little woo, and this is the only area we really operate in the system in. And then you'll go and you'll hit orders. So if you look at my, I'm sharing my screen. So on the sidebar, WooCommerce and then orders. This is actually the page that I have bookmarked so that when I pull it up, it books, it pulls me up in orders, so I don't have to go through that. WooCommerce, down, there it is. So the only two sections we use are orders. Mm-hmm. And then the other one that I've used is subscriptions, because you'll notice if you pull them up, let me find somebody with a reoccurring payment real quick. Clicked the wrong thing. Okay, so Kelsey Cole, she just made this purchase for three payments of $65 for the 160 credits. So I'm going to pull her up in the other end here. And her order was right on top there, so that'll be easy. So we'll still pull by email, but I'm just getting this so I can show you all. So we'll still start here and confirm their name. And you can see what she signed up for, but you see how there's no subscriptions listed down here like there used to be. I'm saying they're used to, when they have multiple payments, like this right here is three payments of $65 each month. So that used to be under here where you could hit cancel on that, or like a Soul Space subscription would be listed under here. So now, instead of being listed there, it's going to be under subscriptions. So if you refund them here, you have to go to the subscriptions tab. But it's really easy. She's right up top here, but you would still pop in the email, search subscriptions, and then you hover over where it says active and it says suspend or cancel. So you would just hit cancel to cancel it. Yeah. And then your notations will be on the actual order page. And then the refunds are where people get a little bit tripped up. I don't think you'll run into this quite as much with newer orders because they changed it. But if you see a cart flow off order, like this is different. It used to be its own section where you used to have to scroll down and refund it separately. But if you have an order up, it will show you, you can view the other orders. Click there and it'll show you all of that customer's orders. So you don't have to go searching one by one. And then as far as processing the refund, it can look a little confusing, but it's really not. You'll do it from right here. You'll hit refund. If they want, say they accept the partial refund, you would type that amount here. Let's see, half of 55 is half of 57. What is that? $34? No, that'd be too much. I suck at math. 23.50. Yeah. So you would type that amount here and then click out and then always use the one on the right. If you notice here, it's like you'll need to manually issue a refund. So then we'd still have to go into Stripe and refund it. So just click this one to do a partial. If you're doing a whole refund, it's even easier. You'll just have to, you click this refund button here. You go here and just hit it up and then it automatically pops it in there and then refund. And then over here, you'll notate. Right here. So I think it's a lot cleaner than Sticky.io. And so then there's a Cartflow parent order right here. So you can click there and say if she wanted a full refund on everything and just follow that same process. Or if she accepted the 50% refund, follow that process. So you can type in the amount, but if you're doing a full refund, it's much faster just to put in, hit the up arrow here, which won't appear until you hover your mouse. So if you don't have your mouse hovered, just note that. And that's it. If you accidentally click refund, you just hit cancel to get out of it. And just remember, if you see a reoccurring item, which I believe is this one. No, it was the other one. You see this right here? Okay. Just to let y'all know, it'll be in this section when you have the customer's order pulled up. But it could look a little different because they changed how they were putting these into the system. Give me just a moment to pull this stuff up. Astrology. I've got too many teams, I think. There you are. Okay. And I'm going to tag y'all where all the links for everything are. And then, is it in the general files or the update files? General. Okay. Okay. All right, so any orders that were placed between May 5th, and when they say Cartflow, it's like they emailed Don. Don sells them a transit period guide, and then it's like, I can also give you this. And then if they purchase that, that will separate off into a Cartflow offer or order. So if you run into one of those, there's going to be a section on, there's only going to be one order for the customer, and there's going to be a section called Cartflow refund offers that's separate from where you would normally process that refund. And so all you'll do is before processing any refunds in the section that I just showed you, like in this section here, there will be another section on one of these boxes that says Cartflow offers. So yeah, so this will phase out. But if you get those, you'll just go to that section first and hit refund and okay, refund and okay. That you'll see them all listed on the order instead of just one product like the one that I showed you. Now they're each order is its own separate order. So they split those up. So what will happen after you hit those buttons and refund is this section right here. Anything that you've refunded that was a Cartflow offer will already show you refunded. It'll have red text underneath it showing how much has been refunded, and whatever's remaining would be what you would refund in this section here. I'm gonna see if I can find an order really quickly that was placed before May 5th. Let's go to the end here. I think that would have been it. This one's been refunded. This one, that was a test order though. Just a sec, y'all. Here's one, a big one. So see how this has the cart flow of refund offers here? And then there's his whole, like, I actually had moved this up, and you can move these boxes around. But this is his entire purchase, right? But if you were to try to refund anything that's here, up here, it will not work. So you'll go here, you'll hit refund, okay. I'm not going to do it, and I'll put the reason usually right here, refuse, retention, or whatever it was, and then hit okay. But I'm not going to hit okay because this guy has not asked for a refund. But you would just do that for each of these, like refund, okay. And then what that will leave you left with would be the Zodiac Love Blueprint. No, not the Forecast Advisor. So it would leave you with the Transit Period Guide would be the only thing left up here to refund. So at that point, you would hit refund and do the $97, and then your refund would be processed. So if you were to process these, like I said, after they're processed, each one will have that red refunded text. And let me show you a refunded order. But this is basically, like I said, it's replacing sticky IO, which is already kind of hard to deal with as it was. I need to find a refunded cart flow order. Maybe this one will show it. Okay, so you see that red text here? So after you've processed something, the refunds in these cart flow refund offers, also it'll look like this. It'll say refunded and have the amount refunded right there. But when you go back up, this transit period guide, since that was the initial purchase, you still need to refund that one here. So what it would look like is this text, this red text would not be here. All this red text would be here, and it would have the amount that you've already refunded noted down here and what's left to refund or what they have left. So again, this is only for orders placed before May 5th. Anything after that comes in with each of these will be their own separate order in here. And you'll just use this process of hitting refund. I can't show you on this order of hitting refund and either partial with the amount or just hitting the quantity buttons to refund them. And also always use that right hand side button that I can't show you on any of these orders because they're terribly old. But the one that don't do the, there's two refund buttons. Don't do the one on the left because that will not process it. Let me see if I still have her on my clipboard. Okay. So again, it's not like that now. But when you do refund, again, make sure you use this button here. Because doing it here just means that you need to let somebody know that you accidentally hit this button, I guess. Like, I've never had to use this button. But we do have access to Stripe if there is some sort of error. So definitely put a message on Teams if you're having an issue, like if you're getting an error when refunding, and please take a screenshot of that error and drop it in Teams. And then as far as the Slack goes, as far as I can tell, it's really for if nobody here can assist you with it, then we will go ahead and put that in Slack. I'm sorry, y'all, I've got so much crap. There it is. So, but I mean, this is information we don't really need. We go in here and request, you know, if one of you needs a login or having trouble with logins. So we will have to request reshipments in Slack, right? Because we can't, most agents don't have GFS access in the first place. Tiffany? Okay, but then usually we'll need to get an email too if it's damaged. But if it's missing, okay. But I can reship, but I think it would be better to get the client if they've said that, you know. Well, Edward said, if it's stating that it's delivered, should we really be reshipping this? Yeah, I'm just looking at it. Okay. So I guess, yeah, leave reshipments up. I would just send an email to Soups and let us take it from there. But these are the people that we communicate with. I think the nighttime agents are going to use it a lot more because there's not as much league coverage. But this should have been an email to us, for instance. But maybe she was trying to do that because they wanted it done very quickly. But really, Slack isn't something that you're going to use a lot. It's only if you can't get assistance here through the Teams. And didn't we change it to 7 to 10 for refunds now? So that's pretty much it. Just remember to keep using the portal first and foremost. And if you see tarot cards or something in that in the portal we have been using for a long time, this one here, that you can go ahead and process a refund here for physical products. But if you try to process a refund here for non-physical products, it's just going to give you an error. So, and make sure you're still notating here and that you're notating on any order that you refund right here. I just showed them. You go to subscriptions, pop in their email. Once a hover and then cancel. We started out with that. Oh yes, we're still saving the same way. And if they want credits or they accept the soul space save, we can still use this to do that, pre-soul space or experts and add credits. Like we can add 40 credits as a save. So that's still done here, as well as still follow up and make sure, like if she called and got a refund for her transit period guide, you still want to go to the members area and remove access to the stuff she got refunded from. You would uncheck those and update permissions if she got a full refund. That's something we would have needed to do when just using the system for the refunds as well, or if we refunded in Limelight. But you can still click here to assist them with their member section, you know, getting their library and all that fun stuff. But any physical product issues, you're really going to have to email about. They'll still be listed under orders, but as far as reshipments and things like that go, or if they claim damage, we're still going to have them email the Rachel email for damaged stuff. But they definitely want to, I think, have Soups take a look and scrutinize the situation prior to doing any sort of reshipment. So just let them know that if they need a reshipment, that you're going to go ahead and escalate up their situation. And send an email to the customer care Soups. But this should solve your issues. Like, remember, no digital products at this point should be refunded in the console, in the dashboard rather. All digital products need to be refunded in WooCommerce, and all subscriptions need to be canceled in the subscriptions tab at WooCommerce. And we can still pull everything by their email using a box at the right top right hand corner. I'm running out of voice. For sure. All right, y'all. I like this a lot better than Sticky.io, I can tell you that much. It's a lot more, yeah, it's a lot more user friendly. But just my biggest suggestion, make sure you bookmark the order section here versus bookmarking just this whole page. That way you're already where you need to be. All right, y'all. Well, I'm going to go to lunch. Enjoy it. Absolutely. Bye, y'all. Yeah, whatchamacallit.